The storm may have left Florida, but the problems continue. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Hurricane Ian leaving a path of destruction from Cuba to Florida into South Carolina. Flooding and heavy rain now a concern for the mountains of West Virginia and up the East Coast into New England. President Biden declaring a state of emergency in Florida and South Carolina.
What that does is it frees up federal resources, everything helping with search and rescue, all the way down to portable cell phone towers in those states. President says the U.S. government, the federal government, going to be there as long as it takes.
Fox's Rich Edson. Seven Americans are released by Venezuela in a prisoner swap.
Including five executives of the oil giant Citgo. They were snatched during a business conference that was held in Venezuela in Caracas in 2017. They were held there for nearly 5 years.
Fox's Eric Sean. In exchange, the U.S. released two nephews of President Maduro's wife. Both had been held for years after drug smuggling convictions. Two other men from Florida and Tennessee also were released. No let-up in Ukraine as their military takes back more territory, while Russian President Vladimir Putin declares four parts of Ukraine to be Russia.
That territory, Vladimir Putin insists, is now and forever will be Russian.
I want Kyiv to listen to me. Kyiv and its real masters in the West. All people living in Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia became our citizens forever.
Meanwhile, President Biden is pushing back on Putin's proclamation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Former President Trump is at a rally in Michigan with a familiar call to action.
Save the American dream. You must vote Republican. You have to. I don't think you have a choice. I don't even think you have a choice.
The former president also commenting on areas hard hit by Hurricane Ian, as well as gas prices and the Biden administration. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Last-minute voting registration now allowed in Virginia.
Same-day voting registration takes effect today in Virginia. The new law in the Commonwealth aims to give more people more time to register to vote. Typically, voter registration deadlines are weeks before Election Day, early enough to allow one to register and vote early. The change this year comes in time for Virginians to sign up on this year's November Election Day, in which Virginians will pick U.S. House members in the midterms. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Another state joins a growing list of places where recreational marijuana is legal.
Vermont has legalized recreational adult marijuana sales, and three dispensaries were ready to open today. A fourth has a permit to do so, but is, according to the AP, not yet ready. While lawmakers voted to make adult recreational use legal in 2018, making it the first state to legalize it through the legislature rather than through a ballot initiative, it took several years to come up with a framework to move forward with sales in stores.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Vermont now is one of 15 states with legal recreational marijuana laws. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and with it, a renewed focus on prevention and early detection. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Last week, journalist Katie Couric announced she'd recently been diagnosed with breast cancer after missing her annual mammogram by just 6 months. Dr. Alyssa Cubison is an Ohio State Medical Center radiology professor and says each cancer is different.
Patients will say, oh, I have time, or and for some you do, but other cancers grow much quicker.
She says women should get annual mammograms starting at age 40, earlier if it runs in the family.
For example, if you had a mother as a first-degree relative and she was diagnosed at 45, we would recommend getting your first mammogram at 35.
The CDC says each year in the U.S., more than 264,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.